Well, so happy to have a couple of artists here in the studio. It's something we don't get to do very often anymore. And welcome, gentlemen. We've got a very important event to talk about today. Hank Middleton to start off, as we are talking about Darren Arsenault and the benefit concert that's planned. So welcome once again. What's happening?
Well, Stuart Frank and I and David Young, we decided we'd try to put together a fundraiser. And so we lined up a lot of our musical friends to raise some money for Darren. Darren's in hospital. He's a full-time musician. That's a rarity on the South Shore. And we're part-timers. We just go out and have a lot of fun. And we just rounded up some buddies to help raise some money. 5 hours of music at the FERC on the 18th. And the idea is that there's a diversity of music. And people may want to stay for 5 hours, or they might want to pop in for an hour and see one of their favorite artists. So that's the game plan we put together.
Now, I've seen you on many stages, Stuart. I've seen you all over the place. You guys are always pitching in to help whatever's needed. And thank you for that. As with the talent that you guys have to be able to jump on stage and raise funds for events or look after entertainment for events or just to be a part of what's happening. And it's so nice to see stuff like this come together.
And Darren's the same. Darren Arsenault is always stepping up to help out others, other causes and whatnot. He's one of the best musicians that Nova Scotia has to offer, a great songwriter and singer and guitar player. And, you know, with him being laid up, those regular routine bills still keep coming in. And
yeah.
So, you know, we hope to be able to help him out with some of those things. And we also want to thank Furkenstein Brewing for making their space available to host this wonderful event and all these great artists coming together. They were very generous in doing so.
And they got such a great spot there, and it's been growing and expanding, and a big thumbs up to them for that. They host regular, weekly artists.
They do, and the people that are, younger than 19 can hang out in the parking lot. The speakers will be outside, and you'll be able to hear the wonderful music out there as well.
Yeah.
There's been a real influx of music on the South Shore, the breweries, and opportunities to play that weren't here 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's been really great, and a proliferation of music and people moving into the area who are great musicians. So I'm going to go back to Darren. Darren's helped out with at least 15 or 16 events that I've done for Habitat for Humanity or various fundraisers. He never says no, he always says yes, so we figure it's time for people to say yes to him.
So this is coming up on Sunday, runs from 2 until 7 at Furkenstein Brewing, and it is 19 and over, but you said younger folks can hang out in the parking lot, speakers will be on, all set up.
Yep.
Who all is going to be there? Let's talk about that.
We're kicking off the show with hometown favorite, Kaylin Turner, will be there, and she'll be doing an early show. Then we are featuring a Band of Strangers. It might be a fairly new band to some people, but they're from down La Have way, and
okay.
They sound really good. They have a new CD out, by the way. We have Catahoula Brown, Tim Clark and his family, Collage, Hank, and a couple wonderful singers. Game Changers, they don't know who they are, but that's our groove blues trio.
And that would be your band.
That's our band, yes. It's all my band. I share it with two other wonderful musicians.
The band you're in,
I guess.
Right. Okay.
Patrick Thompson, Paul McClellan, and Washboard Dave Klingon, and Weather Advisory. And in there, in the afternoon, we're going to have a Lost in the 50s musical review with about five musicians and probably six or so singers singing songs from the 1950s. It should be a wonderful event.
And that's something you guys have been doing for a bit, Hank. I remember talking with you about that earlier.
Yeah, Stuart and I are in that crew. Actually, we have 16 people in that group. We have 13 coming out on that day. And it's all music from 1950 to 59. And I guess what I really enjoy about this is, we have blues, we have pop, we have rock, we have folk, we have some eclectic roots music, we have some original stuff by Cat
and some
Pat
country.
Thompson. We have some Cat's doing a complete country show, and he is a fabulous singer.
He did a
benefit not too long ago. Now the guy writes some great material, as does Pat. So, and we have Collage, which is Cajun and folk. So there's a real mixture of music, something for everybody. And when we put this together, we were looking for that diversity, or a bit of an eclectic mix.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, when Game Changers finish up the music, we hope to have a little jam session. It says 20 minutes, but 20 minutes for a bunch of musicians can end up being a little longer. So
20
we'll
minutes.
What happens.
20 minutes can be the setup on stage, yeah, and then you guys go from there.
It's been known to go to closing time.
Yeah. No, that's great. It's going to be great. And so is there an admission, or do you just make a donation?
It's pay what you can at the door. We're hoping a suggested donation of $10 is suitable.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everyone is able to do that. Some people can pay more. That would be great. So we are going to try to fill the jug full of funds for Darren. And we have a few people that will be acting as trustees as far as how these funds will be used.
Okay.
So that we'll be looking at expenses that need to be paid, and we'll be taking care of those directly. The trustees, the three people, will be looking after those funds.
So it'll go where it's needed most,
right,
for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. We should also give a plug to Art Eaton, who stepped forward to do sound.
Okay.
And he is... one of the
semi-retired now. I know Art's not doing as much as he was.
He has some labor to help him with the gear, but he's an excellent, excellent sound man.
Yeah,
the best in the area.
Yeah, I would say one of the top guys, and he's a friend of Darren's, and he's come through for a lot of events, giving price reductions when we don't have a lot of cash.
Yeah.
And so he's doing this gratis, and just a lot of people come together to help out with this event. We have people collecting at the door. You know, David Young has really helped Darren get to his medical appointments, and so we really want to make this a successful event. And we know that some people won't stay for 5 hours, but if they can just drop in for an hour, see their favorite group, we've posted the lineup so people know who's playing when, and drop in and make a donation, see some friends. That's the whole idea. We do a lot of this sort of stuff in Cape Breton, where I'm from. Just about every second weekend, we have very, very successful fundraisers for people with cancer, special events, and, I'm sure we can pull it off here. We have a great musical community.
Well, thank you for doing this, guys. Great show lined up, and certainly a very important cause. So all the details can be found over on our website, along with a link to the poster. And basically Sunday, you head to Ferkenstein and check it out.
And one big thank you to Hank Middleton, who is always selflessly donating his time and energy, tremendous energy and enthusiasm, to do events like this in support of people in need.
And so well spoken. I really think he should have been a principal or something at one time.
I'm enjoying retirement. I'm getting to play a lot of music and having a lot of fun with my musical friends like Stuart and the gals in Collage and Pat. The whole idea about retirement is to do things that you enjoy and to be useful in your community. And Stuart does just as much of that stuff as I do. So I enjoy working with him for sure.
How did you guys ever have time to work? That's always my question.
Can't figure that out yet. Still waiting.
We weren't doing these things when we were working. We're slightly busier than we are now.
Well, thanks again, guys. Darren Arsenault Benefit Concert coming up on Sunday. Country 100.7.